is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
golden showers.
Never heard that on the forecast.
Never have. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stiefel Nicholas, and they've been a part of this show for, my goodness, what, 13 years or something?
Long time.
Long time. Long time. Chewy, chewy, tootsie roll. Lasts a long time. Thank you. They were Stiefel Nicholas and their financial advisors, and we're going to tell you a little bit about them and why. If you have $25,000 or more, you may want to contact them. But we have other things to do as well. And it starts with this. Running the 1978 control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now would be a great time to get a free consultation regarding all your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I give you Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's great, Frank. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And guy down the hall just popped some microwave popcorn, and boy, does this place smell good. It's amazing how a bag of that popcorn... Hang on.
What are you trying to...
Well, that boy says he loves, but he only loves what kind of popcorn?
Cheese.
I don't like cheese popcorn.
Oh, I love it.
My wife
popcorn.
Does. I do
oh,
not
man.
Like cheese popcorn.
Ever go to the movies and sprinkle that cheese stuff on there?
Oh, not
those...
me.
Oh, I do.
Chicago
not
style.
Me. My daughter.
Caramel and
Chicago.
Cheddar.
Chicago style.
Caramel and cheddar mixed.
Oh,
it's
really?
Really good if you've never tried it.
Caramel and cheddar mixed there from
Chicago. I'm a popcorn purist, I guess. Give it up if you would for Bruce Limpurst in the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We have a TV monitor in the studio. I've mentioned that before. I looked at this is the second time in an hour I've seen John Landoff on TV. What's he spending money on television for?
I don't know. About? You didn't think.
He looks heavy. Did you notice that?
No.
You think he looks heavy?
Yeah. I do not.
He just said that because it'll drive him crazy.
TV adds 50 pounds, doesn't it?
Well, apparently it does, yeah. Now, that'll drive him nuts. We're brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Not only two nice guys, but two very smart guys and two very successful guys, successful at giving out some pretty good financial advice. You have to seek it out. They're not going to come to you. You have to make the decision at some point in your life to go to somebody who knows more than you do or I do about what to do with your money. Now, there are places, and I get stuff in the mail from these dinners and seminars and these people that call themselves wealth management experts. I don't think most people think of what they have as wealth, because usually it's not really wealth. Wealth, though, is a term. It could be a small amount of money. It's modest wealth. I guess levels of wealth. When I hear the word wealth, I think really, really rich. But in truth, whatever level you have of wealth, if it's $25,000 or more that you have that you can, and I don't like the term play with. How many money you can play with? You're not playing with your money. The last thing you want to do. But you have money to put away, to invest, that you'd like to see turn into more money. That's when you call Mark and Jason. And if you call them once and meet with them and never meet with them again, that's your choice. They're not high-pressure people, which is one of the things I like about them. And those, by the way, there's some high-pressure people out there. Financial advisors, oh, they make it seem like if you walk away from that meeting and you don't sign some papers and let them take charge, now or never. You need to do it. You're making a big mistake. They don't work that way. They'll tell you what they think about what you're doing with your money and what you might want to think about doing with it, and the rest is up to you. And if you want to contact them, start with their website, markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. It was Scott Sherman who popped the corn down the hall, the lawyer. He's an attorney. And by the way, I've told him this too. When he's on, and he's on like eight shows on this station, he's real good, and he's
easy
to understand and listen to, and he breaks down legal stuff in a way that we can actually get it, and he's good at that. And so he popped some corn down the hall, and it made the whole place smell good. I didn't realize that popping corn would do that.
Yeah.
And then Dan mentioned Jiffy Pop, and I remember Jiffy Pop as a kid, and I remember that the reason you bought it wasn't because it tastes good. It was to watch it blow up.
Oh, yeah.
To watch that foil blow up. I mean, when you're a kid, that's kind of like being in Mr. Wizard's basement or something.
What
like
was
a science
that?
Project.
That air popper, too, with the kind of oranges.
What a disaster. We had an air popper. The worst popcorn you can ever eat.
You need some oil on there.
Thank you. The worst popcorn you'll ever eat is made with an air popper. It was like eating packing. That styrofoam packing.
Yes, styrofoam peanuts.
No seasoning, no oil, no salt. If you're going to eat popcorn, eat it like you're supposed to. Unhealthy. Eat salty, buttery, greasy popcorn. And then when I was a kid, because there were no microwaves, because I'm an old man. I have vivid memories of my parents shaking the skillet, a pan with a lid on it, over the stove until you heard that pop. And then there was an art to get it off of there just in time, because it would keep popping, and you didn't want to burn it. And Peon's right. For as good popcorn smells, that's how bad burnt popcorn smells.
Oh, and I love burnt popcorn.
Well, you're sick.
Yeah,
nobody normal likes burnt popcorn. That's like saying I like really burnt toast. I mean,
I do too. I love burnt toast.
Oh my goodness, what is wrong with you?
And burnt hot dogs too.
My mom, I have to have my hot dog just charred.
Well, I agree with.
My mom would. She loved burnt stuff. So burning toast, so I grew up that way. I don't get that.
And look how Dan turned out. That's all the reason in the world not to eat burnt stuff. Now, we've asked this before, and I know we got an answer, but I still don't understand. Why do you never hear farmers say, we grow popcorn? They'll say corn, but it's not popcorn. We got 80 acres of corn, but it's never popcorn. Now, why is that? Because it's different.
Well, how do you know? They just grow corn.
Yeah, but it's not popcorn. It's
How do you know?
Well, you just do. You see the trucks come and they take it away and they blow it into a thing. I don't know, but I'm assuming.
Is that some of the cornfields where they just let it grow all summer, even when it's starting to turn brown? Is that popcorn?
I've never heard a farmer go, "Hey, what do you guys farm?" Well, popcorn. I've never heard them say that. And wouldn't you think they'd say that if it was popcorn and not just corn?
Maybe not. They just say corn.
And where do you grow? Do you grow popcorn here, or is it someplace like another state where the soil is?
You only grow popcorn and not just.
And on a sunny day, wouldn't it all just pop right off the stalk?
Well, I don't think
because it's heat that pops it. You look, the hot air popcorn maker proved you don't need grease. You just need heat. So a hot day, it just start popping all over the place.
Oh, man,
off its own cobs.
Field would be crazy.
That'd be a fun place to be if you're a kid.
I know.
Corn popping all over the place. That's what you should do. Grow popcorn in the desert. And then the first, once the stalks are up, a real hot day, it just start blowing all over the place. The other thing I got to thinking about a couple of nights ago is sushi. And my question about sushi, when and how did sushi become like just a common, well-known food? Because did that just happen all of a sudden? 15 years ago, I never heard of sushi. There was no sushi when I grew up or even when I was 40.
Yeah, it seems
40s.
Like the last 15 years.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
And who decided to eat raw fish? Isn't it raw fish, basically?
Well, it depends. I think there are levels of sushi.
Yeah.
If you're a real purist sushi,
yeah, it's little raw pieces
fish.
Of salmon or tuna.
But
I enjoy certain sushi. But
I enjoy
I won't eat the octopus or some of that other weird stuff, the eel.
And you know what? Even if octopus turn out to be the greatest tasting thing in the world, change the name. I don't want to eat octopus.
Well, the look of it, yeah.
Yeah, you think of the way it looks before it's cut up.
There's a reason that people eat calamari the way they do, rings and deep fried.
Calamari looks like rectums. It looks like octopus rectum. No, it does. It's a bunch of fried rectums.
That explains why it tastes like crap.
Well, I guess it could. But the sushi thing amazes me because now it's just commonplace. Hey, let's pick up some sushi, go in the store.
Every grocery store has a sushi stand.
And all it is, it's a roll of rice. You roll a little thing of rice into a little roll and you stick some stuff in the middle of it. And is that sushi or is there another kind of sushi? I don't even know.
Yeah, there's sushi and
Japanese
then there's sashimi, which I think it doesn't involve rice.
That's Steve Sashimi. He's in the
Boardwalk Empire. Empire, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know that. I don't really get Japanese food like I get Chinese food. Maybe I'm not supposed to. Now, there's a great article written by Brian Palmer. It was posted 2 days ago. Yesterday, Tuesday, and it really, when I read it, I thought, hey, I was right again, because I've said for a long time this annual physical that a lot of guys think they have to get. Is a joke.
They just sent me a card. My doctor just sent me a card. It's time to
Don't do it.
Do your annual physical.
Don't do it.
And it's my annual and my anal physical because I get my prostate.
Well, you have to get that done.
Well, yeah. But here's if you read this article, you'll cancel your appointment because it says every day, every single day in this country, including today, 177,000 people go to the doctor, and a lot of those people, almost 10% of them, are getting annual checkups. And after you read this thing, you realize, and I've always thought this because I've had an annual physical. You know what the guy does? Looks in your ear, he puts the stethoscope, okay, breathe in, okay, breathe out.
Reflexes.
Yeah, and then you tap your knee with that thing, and they'll draw a little blood, and that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that this guy, what's that going to tell you? What if you got a big tumor growing on
your... Right, they don't do...
They're not going to find
chest
it.
Chest x-rays or...
It says annual checkups account for like 8% of doctor visits and cost the healthcare system $8 billion every year. The average, well, here's the proof right here that you can't learn anything from it. The average physical takes 23 minutes. Well, what the heck could you possibly find out?
How are you eating lately?
Yeah.
Lose weight.
Stop smoking.
It says only one half of annual checkups actually include any preventive health procedure, like a mammogram, cholesterol testing, or check for prostate. And it gets better. It says that the average patient takes 2 hours off work to get a physical. Multiply that by the average wage, total number of annual checkups in a year. These appointments cost the U.S. economy about $2 billion in lost productivity.
Wow.
And it says you're spending time with the doctor, chatting about your hobbies and your grandparents. Other patients are waiting. They're actually sick and can't get in because so many people are getting physicals. I couldn't agree more. I'm sure a lot of doctors are getting mad who make a lot of money. But I've had two doctors that I know tell me, because I just flat out said, do I really need a physical? And they said, no. No, you really don't. Something wrong with you. You come in. If you go to a ball game, a Rams game, Cardinals game, hockey game. Here's what you don't want to do, and you're about to find out why. Don't ask your son to hold your beer while you take a picture. Guy got kicked out of an Arizona Cardinals game. He's lucky he didn't get arrested. He's a season ticket holder. He asked his son to hold his beer so he could take a picture. And it was right after the opening kickoff, the Arizona Cardinals preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys. So he hands his beer to his 15-year-old son. Within seconds, two undercover officers with the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control. What are the chances they'd be nearby?
Right. Wow. It's almost like they were trying to just look for it.
Well, most stadiums have those little cup holders. Why couldn't he just stuck
it in the cup holder? What? I get it. The kid's 15. He's not going to drink. And here, hold this. I'll take a picture. But he says they told him what he did was illegal, and he could have been arrested for it. They just chose to escort him out and kick him out of the game.
Wow.
And told him he was lucky they didn't arrest him. Providing alcohol to an underage person is obviously is a class one misdemeanor. But the kid didn't drink it.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's minor in possession.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're holding it, you're in possession. Yeah. So don't let your kid hold your beer. Mm. And there's really nothing to say about this except this next story, except that how about that Albert Pujols is out for the rest of the season with plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. He needs to go to the good feed store.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
It was like $250 million out, working out now.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wow. Yeah, again, you don't need to say any more. Check this story out. In Detroit, an EMS technician, I think most of us just call them EMTs, is performing CPR on a patient, and they're en route to a hospital. The EMT performing CPR has a heart attack.
Oh.
Oh, that's not good.
Had a heart attack on the way to the hospital and almost died trying to save somebody else who had had a heart attack doing CPR. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read you a story. This is from a couple days ago. And then I think you'll probably have the same reaction to this that I did. There was a stranded motorist in St. Charles County who got hit by a car. It didn't kill the person. It's a woman. She's being treated at St. Joseph Health Center in St. Charles. Struck on the eastbound lane of Highway 370 just east of Elm Street. Said she had left her stranded vehicle, was walking east on the shoulder, putting out her emergency cones. Here's my question. Who carries emergency orange cones?
Really?
It was just a regular car. She worked for the MoDOT or the phone company or the electric company.
I've seen those triangles the big truckers put out, but yeah.
Yeah, but they have you can get little cones, and people will put little cones in their car.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Said she was putting out emergency cones when an eastbound Toyota traveled off the road and hit her. Who has that? I don't even have that stuff they tend to have in the winter, like a shovel and a bag of sand.
I don't even have it. Somebody asked me for jumper cables the other day.
I have jumper cables. You should have jumper cables.
I know you should, but I don't.
Dumb kids. you people who have young people, probably talking to more parents than the actual kids who are just started their senior year. Here's a little advice for you, and this is pretty surprising. It says if you want a job, your best bet is to major in theater or any form of the arts, that you are more likely to get a job. Here, check this out.
Really?
Unemployment rate for recent graduates with a degree in information systems, which technology, you'd think that'd be the place to be. Unemployment rate is more than double for drama than it is for drama and theater majors.
Wow.
They get jobs.
Unemployment is double.
Unemployment is double for people with degrees in information systems.
Oh, then the people in drama.
The people in drama and theater are twice as likely to get a job.
Maybe more charismatic or...
I think it means getting a job in the arts. It says even for computer science majors, the jobless rate for recent graduates nears 9%.
I've always heard the opposite, that all the arts are struggling.
Not according to this. So, you know, get in theater. And if you're going to go for the arts, why not just go all the way? Radio, that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's hopping.
Take it from us.
There's a plethora of jobs.
You bet there are. Tell me if you would do this. This is one of those Dear Abby, but it's Dear Prudence. And this woman writes, as my husband and I are looking to purchase a new home. We've seen about a dozen houses, and only two have felt like they could immediately be our home. We lost out to one to another buyer. The second is still a possibility. Here's the deal. This second house and our other choice was the scene of a grisly murder. The husband dismembered his wife there. We would be the next occupants. Mm. Would you move in that house?
Mm.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Depending on maybe the discount, how much less it would be than
the dismemberment discount?
I think, yeah. I could. If it's completely, there's no trace.
Right, because the only thing that would
Because it's not the house's fault.
Right.
Yeah, the house isn't, like, cursed.
I'm sure you'd think about it now and then. Like, what happened over there?
Well, I'm sure that any realtor will tell you. You know, a lot of times they tear these houses down. Like that Chris Coleman, that guy
right.
killed his kids. Yeah. And his wife. They tore the thing down. And it was a, you know, fairly new, I think, subdivision house. I don't know. I think I could if there's no trace of...
They clean everything up.
Yeah, I don't
know. What if it's haunted?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And then this last thing, I don't know that there's a federal judge who has approved a request from California and federal officials. He's approved a request to force feed inmates. There's apparently a big prison hunger strike. It's in its seventh week. So a judge has said, yes, you can force feed.
How do you force feed?
Really? Really? If a prisoner doesn't want to eat, are we now to the point where we are keeping you alive and we want to keep paying to support you?
You are not getting up until you eat those vegetables.
I say if they don't eat, then they don't eat. It says nearly 70 inmates have refused all prison-issued meals since the strike started July 8th.
Hmm.
And prison policy is to let inmates starve to death if they've signed legally binding do not resuscitate requests. But now the feds have overruled that.
Yeah. Now, see, if the prisoner agrees to it.
Let them go. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The guy driving down a not very busy country two-lane road in an older car, and his car breaks down. And he pulls off the side of the road, and there's no cell signal. He can't call for AAA. He opens the hood, didn't know what he's looking at, and he's stuck. And along comes a pickup truck. And he's thinking, hallelujah, because it took like an hour for somebody to come down the road. And these two guys get out of the pickup truck and said, you got trouble? He said, yeah. Yeah, I do. My car is broken down, and they proceed to rob him, take his wallet, rough him up, and make him take all his clothes off. He's totally nude, and then they force him to bend over, and they tie his wrists to his ankles and leave with his clothes and his wallet. And here he is with a broken down car, standing on the side of the road with his butt sticking out, no clothes on, wrists tied to his ankles in a bent over position. And he's there for what seems like an eternity, but it's really only about another hour. And then along comes a delivery van. And the driver of the van sees this bizarre sight of a broken down car and a naked guy bent over, wrists tied to his ankles, and he pulls over and gets out. And as he approaches the naked bent over man, the naked man looks up and says, "Whew, man, I know this looks weird. I'm so glad somebody finally came along. You're not going to believe what's happened to me. My car breaks down. And then if that's not bad enough, these two thugs came along and they robbed me." and they took my wallet, and then they made me take all my clothes off, and then they left. They took my clothes, my wallet, and left me here like this, bent over, nude, with my, as you can see, wrists bound to my ankles. He says, I'll tell you, this just isn't my day. And the driver of the van steps up behind them and says, no, sir, it sure isn't.
Oh, man. All right, let's go. Let's go check traffic and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Hey, Dan, we've got a crash on southbound 141 just after Highway 40 that's got a lane blocked. We also have on southbound 270, you're slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry, but then we've also got a stall blocking the center lane at Highway 40. And then on westbound 70 on the on-ramp to St. Charles Rock Road, you've got an accident there. Traffic is slow past the airport through Lindbergh. It opens up after the Rock Road, and then you have slow traffic again between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270 slows McDonald through New Florissant. On northbound 170, your slow Natural Bridge up through Frost. Southbound 170, stop and go from, it looks like, about Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Hampton through McCausland. 270 out through Maryville Center, and then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Stop and go traffic there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on all the hottest brands like Vans, Adidas, Madden Girl, Famous Brands, Famously Easy, Famous Footwear. Victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We're just 2 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-5942. That's 1-800-400-5942. 1-800-400-5942. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's still warm and beautiful outside. That means the Banner Construction crews are geared up to beautify your home with new siding. All kinds of siding, including the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardie Fiber Cement Siding. What makes James Hardie so special is that it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important that it be installed properly. That's why Banner Construction created a specialized James Hardie Siding Division. In fact, James Hardie has named Banner Construction as St. Louis's preferred installer. If you're interested in beautiful new siding, talk to Banner. They listen to your goals and engineer solutions to meet them. And that includes windows, roofing, and maintenance-free decks. Call Banner Construction for a free, detailed project estimate. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day. Call 569-1050.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Land Insured.
MLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, this is Jeff Brand from Brandt & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Our kids are our world, and when it comes to their futures, we don't take chances. That's why we got term life insurance through AIG Direct. Policies are as low as $18 a month for $250,000 in coverage. So if something happened to my husband or me, the kids' education, their financial security will still be in place. Call AIG Direct today for a free, no-obligation quote. You could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-934-0771. That's 1-800-934-0771.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
We're good singers, you know it.
Let me go home.
Home and start over. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the part of the show you've been waiting for. When we go to Southern California to check in with Mike Evans and get the Hollywood scoopage courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The best advice I can give you is when you're shopping around for the company to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, make sure the name Price is in the name of the company. Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com would be a good place to start. Let's say hello to Mike Evans.
Give it up.
How's it going?
Good. Everybody doing good there? Ask around.
Let me check. Everybody doing okay?
We're good.
Yeah. Yep.
We're good.
Sounds like it.
Anyway.
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. Paco's question. What do Kevin Bacon, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lawrence, Matt Damon, Helen Hunt, what do they all share a love for? Cooking, surfing, motorcycles. Answer in a minute. Amputee South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius will face first-degree murder charges from Pretoria, South Africa. Now there's a report that one of his neighbors has a recording of Oscar's fiancée screaming and begging for her life 5 minutes before the gunshot.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Unbelievable. Movie review. You're next. This is a really good horror movie, and I don't even like horror movies. Scares the dickens out of you, filled with surprises, as well as a lot of laughs. There's a lot of funny things in this movie. Characters are engaging. The writing is fabulous. You never know what to expect next. You're next. The name of the movie, rated R, 134 minutes, opens Friday, 3 stars.
I don't want funny stuff in a horror movie.
Well, it works, though.
Okay. Anybody we know?
Dark comedy horror movie.
Yeah, I'll bet there's no name star in it.
No, I didn't know anybody in the movie.
It's a great name, though. You're next.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
like
good
it.
Name.
It's a family feud. On this side, Randy, Tito, Jackie, and LaToya Jackson. On that side, Janet, Remy, Marlon, and Katherine Jackson. On a serious side, one side really wants Paris Jackson back home immediately. The other side is fighting to keep her in therapy, says she's not nearly ready to come back home. It has completely fragmented the family. I guess they're going to keep her in therapy, though.
She's probably better off staying where she is, not going back to a bunch of nuts.
Exactly. I would think so.
Ashton Kutcher, I think he's losing it. Now, before a reporter is allowed to interview him, his people demand that the reporter fill out a questionnaire where the reporter was born, his education, marriage status, on and on.
Like this.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't get his talent.
Well, you know what? I don't know that he has any. I don't think he's a good actor. Now he's turning into a jerk.
I've never seen him do anything good.
I don't get it. I don't like him at all. TV news, a new TV movie and miniseries to tell you about. HBO is doing a biopic movie, Sammy Davis Jr. story.
All right.
Oh,
that's going to be great.
That'll be great. They haven't cast it yet, but I think it'll be great. And coming off the Bible and the Hatfield and the McCoys, the History Channel has greenlighted the Harry Houdini story.
Oh, that'll be good, too.
This has been cast. It'll be a 4-week miniseries. Harry Houdini will be played by Adrian Brody.
You know, Mike, I spoke with Sammy Davis Jr.
I thought you said you spoke with Harry Houdini.
No, before he died, I talked to Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, this is when you should have recorded it for Zipper Zapper.
No.
No?
And I said, Sam. Mm.
You called him Sam?
Yeah. I said,
wow.
You hope someday there's a movie biopic about your life. Here's what he said.
I certainly hope so, babe. I dig those cats that'll put it together, though.
Wow.
I've got my eye on you.
What the hell was that?
His eye popped out.
That was terrible.
That was my eye, babe.
Brutal. Fox Television has a new show coming this fall. It's called Dads. Good idea. Hideous show. Just hideous. And the Today Show just keeps getting its butt kicked by Good Morning America. The latest, freshest, newest idea they have is a weekly book club. You know, like what Oprah did for 24 years.
You know what? I saw this the other day, and I just thought, how lame.
Oh, I tell you what. The Today Show couldn't hit water if it fell out of a boat. They do nothing right. I mean, everything about that show is bad.
And this is a show that couldn't do anything wrong at one point.
Yeah.
At one point.
It's amazing.
And finally.
Terrible
thing, Franco. You know it. I know it.
Like I've just been stabbed in the stomach.
But anyway.
No.
So you got Lady Gaga, Helen Hunt.
I like her.
Kevin Bacon, Jennifer Lawrence, Matt Damon. They share a love for something. Is it cooking, surfing, or motorcycles?
I'll go motorcycles.
Surfing. Motorcycles.
They all surf.
Wow.
On a roll.
It's on fire.
Peon.
Cannot be stopped.
How many days in a row?
I don't know. It's like a week or two.
Yeah. You're like a savant.
It's amazing.
Like a pop quiz savant.
Celebrity genius.
Way to go, man. I wish we had a prize, but we don't have any prizes.
Well, just knowing that I keep getting it right, that's all the prize I need.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's just talk about Thompson Price. What do you say? Not talk about him like you'd get together and go, hey, did you know that? Not gossipy type talk, but talk about the company, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The home, they don't build homes. They're not in the home building business. But what that means is like home entertainment room, the cabinetry, for that. And a lot of people are redoing those rooms because the old bulky Buick-sized TV is gone and the flat screen is in, and you don't need that big old deep bookcase anymore. The word price is very, very important in the name of this company because we don't want any confusion. We don't want anybody thinking they're doing business with Thompson Price and they're really somewhere else. Don't let that happen. Look for the name Price. And here's the other thing. When you go in the showroom, you're going to be blown away at how beautiful these displays are. Keep in mind, these are only a very few examples of what can be done. There are thousands of other ideas. Some you'll come up with, some they'll come up with. There's no way there could be a showroom big enough for all the ideas. And they have signs that say, we only look expensive. They're not inexpensive. They're not cheap. If you want cheap, then you need to go somewhere else. Somebody that'll slap some paint on some old cabinets or put some new doors on and shine up the hinges, and you still got the same old kitchen. This is for people who want it done right and want a completely remodeled kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms. Then you want Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli, right there with TJ Maxx, and the website is thompsonprice.com.
All right, let's get another look at traffic. Here is Timothy Weiland.
Well, Dan, there's still some stop-and-go pockets of traffic on southbound 270, south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like southbound 170 is heavy from about the Delmar overpass down through Highway 40. We're looking at eastbound 70 is thinned out downtown, just a little bit heavy right around Cole Street. Also on westbound 40, we're still slow Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Looks like we've got a slow pocket or two from about Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. Once you get beyond that, you're slow again between 94 and Highway K. Southbound 141 is running slow south of Big Bend through Highway 44. And on southbound or northbound 170, we're slowing now from Highway 70, the usual spot, up through Airport Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back at St. Louis Bread Company. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring summer's ripest strawberries, fresh blueberries, and pineapple, all topped with tender antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
An Ultimate Gearhead Italian Wine Dinner for Eight. Plus, John Carney and his father-in-law at the new party room at Fastlane Classy Cars Showroom. A night out with the Kilcoins, where you'll join Martin and his wife for an evening on the town. Hang out with former Blue Star Keith Kachuk at the Tap House. Then on to Trattoria Marcella, all in an Offenburg Hyundai stretch limo. A week stay at the Casa de la Serena in Cabo San Lucas with breathtaking ocean views. All in a 6,000-square-foot luxurious home with three swimming pools.
These are just a few of the auction items that you can bid on during the Nestle Purina Radiothon tomorrow. It all begins with McGraw at 6 a.m. through the large morning show in the afternoon. For every $100 donation, you'll receive your choice of four tickets to a Cardinals game or a Blues game, and other items too numerous to mention here will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit charitable organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims as well as their families. For more, go to KTRS.com.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Wednesday night broadcast on the show. Greg Stebbins from Men's Health gets you in shape. I'm not going to have any useful advice on that. Really, come on. We'll talk Navy SEALs with Tim Larkin, Gabby Cabby, and our Johnny Law segment as well. That's all. The Wednesday night edition starts at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly.
Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Yesterday we had a near perfect show. I messed it up at the end because I didn't know what day it was. That is not going to happen today because I know to say, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the most severe punishment of its kind ever. At Fort Meade, Maryland, a military judge sentenced U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning to 35 years in prison for leaking hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. military